Youth in the 17 traditional areas of Nkonya are demanding the creation of an independent commission to investigate the Nkonya-Alavanyo conflict. The commission must, as part of its mandate, identify a mechanism to resolve the conflict to ensure lasting peace. The youth, numbering about 20,000, held a protest to draw attention to what they alleged to be continuous intimidation perpetrated against them by the people of Alavanyo. They urged government to heed their call to enable peace to prevail. The leader of orphans, widows and victims of the Alavanyo-Nkonya conflict, Cosmas Sapong, spoke to Radio Ghana.
We have this press conference to share in our petition, that is coalition of widows, orphans and victims of the Nkonya and Alavanyo conflict.
What's the issue?
Our petition to the President of Republic of Ghana.
And what is in the petition?
We have insecurity and government seemingly lukewarm response to resolving Nkonya and Alavanyo conflict, which are our demands immediately.
What does the petition contain?
We are demanding government to constitute a powerful and an independent commission to investigate the activities of RESEC in the conflict and the peace process. Two, we are also humbly asking the Excellency President to better our security and education by reviewing the curfew. Then the third one, we are humbly asking the President to fulfill all the promises. He was with us here on the 7th of August 2013 with so many promises. We want him to fulfill the promises. A lot of things we are not able to go to farm. We don't feed our family members. And the criminals are in the bush shooting. From the bush, they bring us to the house. When we come to the house, they say 4 o'clock p.m. We go to the room. How do we get food to feed ourselves? Nobody cares. And the soldiers are going around harassing people, sending people to the rooms, beating people. And in fact, we have up with those things. We are also Ghanaians.
So who did you present the petition to?
To the President, His Excellency, the President of Ghana, President Dramani Mahama.
Who received the petition?
We are sending the petition to him direct.
When are you expected to send a petition?
Letters by Thursday, the letters will reach his office. So you have to do further delay in the promises. We may be forced to defend ourselves against our opponent. Two, we may also be forced to go against the curfew that exposes us to danger, poverty and hunger and harassment. Then finally, we shall expose all those people making money out of this conflict. Quite innocent people are dying.
Leader of the Coalition of Orphans, Widows and Victims of the Alavanyo-Nkonya conflict, Cosmas Sapong.
Meanwhile, a security and peace expert, Emmanuel Bombandi, says although the demand for a commission by the people of Nkonya to investigate the conflict is in the right direction, the best way to resolve it is for the people in the two towns to come to an understanding on the importance of coexisting peacefully. Mr. Bombandi charged the Volta Regional Coordinating Council to see peace as a necessity for development and work more to ensure an in-depth and wider engagement between the people of Nkonya and Alavanyo.
Obviously, my first instinct is to appeal for calm, looking at it from the efforts that we have put in Alavanyo and Nkonya to bring all the stakeholders to sit down and dialogue. And whilst doing this, to say that part of the challenge is to look always at government to be the provider of the solution. And it's very, very important for the Alavanyos and the Nkonyas to understand very clearly what is the role of government. Beyond ensuring the protection of life and property, ensuring security is on the ground. Government is not the one that can make sure that the type of peaceful coexistence that is urgently and badly needed between these two communities prevails. It is first and foremost the effort of the Alavanyos and the Nkonyas themselves who can ensure that that peaceful coexistence will happen. But having made this observation, obviously government can play a role in how the type of facilitated process makes it possible for the two to engage. Now, keep in mind that when you engage in this conversation, different parties will talk about how they are right. And I'm not arguing on who is right or who is wrong. I'm simply saying that by virtue of the fact that there has been a sustained intercommunal violence, it is no longer about who was right in court and who was wrong in court. It's more about how it's possible for the Alavanyos and the Nkonyas to sit down and continue to talk and engage one another regardless of the preceding efforts both at the judicial level and at the level of mediation that did not allow the type of peaceful coexistence to prevail. And it is only they who can then define the new framework of engagement and the collective efforts that can be possible with now the support of government and other institutions so that peace can be sustainable and long-lasting. And this is where the appeal needs to continue to go out so that we change our lenses and the way we look at how we are resolving this issue and what must go in to support the two communities.
So looking for someone who has worked passionately in Konya and Alavanyu, what do you think is the right thing to do? I know you talked about the fact that the people must take the bull by the horn themselves and act. What is the way forward?
You have to look at the efforts that have already taken place. Here I'm looking at the mediation committee led by Reverend Dr. Livingston Bwama and Bishop Lodunu of the Catholic Diocese of Ho, who led the mediation committee and the type of work that ensued, in which in providing the human resources and facilitation processes, the Alavanyos and the Nkonyas constituted a joint committee that worked at building confidence on all issues that will relate to sustaining the peace efforts. Now, we need to revisit that framework and ask ourselves what went wrong and how can we energize that and make it sustainable. Second, this is without any prejudice. That the Nkonyans, who have often argued about the judicial process being in their favor, now begins to be part of the ongoing discussion. It is only when they can convince themselves about the need to coexist peacefully, and part of that persuasion and convincing would be the revisitation of all issues, including judicial decisions in the past.
Is the curfew working?
Your question is very interesting because we must ask always the question, what does the curfew hope to achieve? Beyond ensuring that people will not go out and engage in violence, and in so doing, lives will be protected, property will be protected. Beyond these two, the curfew does not serve any purpose.
Be a day where we say that there is lasting peace, that the conflict has finally been resolved in Nkonya and Alavanyu.
That is, in my view, possible, but dependent on the type of engagement that makes that possible. In other words, you cannot talk about a day in which we can talk about lasting peace in Nkonya and Alavanyu on the basis that issues will just fizzle out and people would now look at one another and be happy with one another.